Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia. The fifth glorious mystery of the Rosary, the coronation of Our Lady and the glory of all the saints, often makes me think of this Easter antiphon that we sing to Mary using her title Queen of Heaven. It's the shortest and simplest of the four well-known Marian antiphons. During Eastertide, it takes the place of the Angelus at noon on Sundays, when the Holy Father greets pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. Because it's so simple, everyone can join in easily. And because it's so simple, it was easy for composers to use it in their motet settings as a cantus firmus. Let me show you what I mean by that. Listen to a setting of the Regina Caeli by the 16th century English composer Robert White, and notice the chant melody in long, slow notes in one of the bass parts. Ahead now, a couple of centuries, I'd like to play you a setting of the Regina Caeli by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a composer we haven't heard so far during this series. Most of his church music was written while he was employed by the Archbishop of Salzburg, who didn't really appreciate the extraordinary genius of his young organist. Mozart was required to make sure that a solemn sung mass never went over 45 minutes, even though it had to include a sung Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, Benedictus and Agnus Dei, as well as a motet and an epistle sonata for the organ. Quite a tall order. But even if the Archbishop didn't appreciate Mozart's church music, later generations love it. This piece was written in 1779, when Mozart was 23. It's the latest and grandest of his three Regina Caeli settings, and as you can hear, it uses an orchestra with trumpets and drums, a sure sign that the composer wants to evoke a particularly festive atmosphere. It was probably written to be sung at the end of Solemn Vespers of Pentecost in Salzburg Cathedral. As always, devotion to Mary points us towards Christ, her Son. In this antiphon, the motive for our rejoicing with Mary, Queen of Heaven, is our Lord's resurrection. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. He has risen as he said, alleluia. Of course, as I mentioned at the beginning, the coronation of Our Lady as Queen of Heaven is only one element of the mystery we're reflecting on today. The other is the glory of all the saints. Ever since the first joyful mystery, when the young virgin was invited to become the Mother of God, the history of salvation has been gradually unfolding, and now we arrive at its glorious fulfillment in heaven. The scene is almost too wonderful to capture in music. In fact, when Franz Liszt was composing his Dante Symphony, intending to devote a movement each to Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso, his son-in-law Richard Wagner persuaded him not to attempt Paradiso. How could a mere mortal express in music the joys of paradise? Fortunately, some composers were brave enough to try. That was the beginning of Joie et clarté des corps glorieux, Joy and Splendor of the Transfigured Bodies, by Olivier Messiaen. It comes from his Easter cycle for organ entitled Les Corps Glorieux, written in 1950. The composer described it as follows: 7 short visions of the life of those who have been raised from the dead. Their new life is awash in freedom, light, and color. The timbres of the organ reproduce these characteristics. It makes a fitting conclusion to our series of musical meditations on the mysteries of the Rosary. Let's imagine ourselves gazing upon ranks of angels and saints in the company of Our Lady, Queen of Heaven, and Christ the Universal King, and let's delight in the invigorating energy of that glorious trumpet theme.